it going, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Michael, and this is a podcast where we talk about living freely and enjoying life to the absolute fullest. In today's podcast episode, what I want to talk about is happiness, how to find happiness, what is happiness, why happiness is important in life. And I think right now, given the time that we're all going through, it is incredibly important to find happiness, to spark joy in life, and really just to have something to smile about. This is an awkward time and nobody's used to this. Like, this is a new normal for everybody. And let's be real. Who doesn't want to find more happiness in life? Even, you know, back in the days where times were relatively normal, everybody wanted to be happier. Happiness is something that everybody wants more of. Nobody wants to go through life constantly feeling down on themselves, feeling down on life itself. I mean, that just really isn't any fun. Sometimes, though, happiness can be hard to come by. Sometimes it can be incredibly challenging to focus on the good, and we don't really know where to look. Sometimes we all just need that little spark to get back to being happy. I know for me, like, the last few days, I definitely needed that spark. I spent the last few days, like, lost in my own thoughts and not really knowing right from left, up from down, happy from unhappy. I was just in a state of, I don't know, it's super weird to describe, but just in a state of not really caring about anything. But after a few days of being lost in my own thoughts, I'm glad to say that I'm back to being my happy and spunky self. At least I like to think I'm happy and spunky. And that's exactly why I wanted to get on here today and talk with you guys, because I think some of the unhappiness that I was experiencing, actually all of the unhappiness that I was experiencing, was coming from my own mind. Now, back in college, so it would have been my junior year of college, it was the fall of my junior year, I was actually diagnosed with depression. And that's really when I started my battle with mental health related illnesses, and my whole life just kind of turned upside down. So every fall since then, fall just hasn't had the same meaning to me. In fact, it actually means like depression. It reminds me of that time when I was back in college where I was going through those difficult times when every single day was a struggle to get through. And then I get lost in my own thoughts today. You know, like when fall comes around, it's just like that instant reminder of the fall back in college. And now it's like I began to focus on the long winter months ahead and can't help but to look back and reflect on that low point in life. Plus, let's be real, the days get shorter, the nights get longer. Nobody likes that either. Everybody wants sunny, 80-degree weather. I mean, obviously, like, there's a time and place for snow, especially if you're into winter sports, but I'm a person, like, you can put me by the beach all year long. I would be so happy. Give me a good book, give me a drink, go by the beach, and just relax. That is the ideal life. So I got to be honest, after taking a few days to myself and just trying to regather my thoughts and emotions, I think I'm back to a state of normal. That's why I want to share this. I want to help you find happiness. I want you to be able to relate to somebody out there, somebody who knows what you're going through if you're unhappy. Because like I said, this has been going on for years of my life. And that wasn't even like the worst of it. What I experienced this week, I mean, that was my mindset for years. College was a struggle for me because I was in this constant state of unhappiness. And so to be where I am today and to be as happy as I am today, I really think that goes to show something. I think it goes to show that it doesn't matter what you're going through right now or what you went through in the past. There is always hope for a future. There's always hope to turn the ship around and to get back to being happy. So, what is happiness? First, it's important to know what happiness actually is. And we all have an idea of what happiness is, but what does it actually mean? How would you define happiness? Do you think happiness is the same thing to you as it is to others? What impacts does happiness have on our lives? Here's a definition of happiness. It is a mental or emotional state, including positive or pleasant emotions that causes excitement and joy. It's also used in the context of life satisfaction, subjective well-being, flourishing, and well-being in general. But let's be real. Nobody cares about the Webster definition of happiness. So to me, happiness is that feeling of feeling light and feeling bright. You know, it's that feeling that gives you a little extra spring in your step, that feeling that causes you to smile even when life isn't going according to plan, or smile when you don't know what you're smiling about. You don't need a plan in life because you're grateful just to be here today. You're cherishing today for the beautiful gift that it is. And to me, that's really what it means to be happy. You know, just that sense of being right where you are and doing what it is that you want to be doing with your life. So what can you do to be happier in your life? Now, the feeling of happiness is never going to be permanent. You know, just like negative emotions come and go, happiness is something that's going to come and go as well. Moods change, seasons change, whatever might be causing happiness or unhappiness is subject to change. Life is changing. Life is going to constantly throw us new challenges. Some of these challenges are going to be very difficult to embrace. But before we get into how to actually find more happiness, just know that nothing is going to change unless you're first willing to change your mindset and the way you think about happiness. Mindset and having a positive mindset is everything. Your mindset is what's going to help you achieve everything that you want in life, or it's what's going to hold you back and stop you from achieving all that you're capable of. Everything you do in life, whether it's family, whether it's job, whether it's your body, whatever it might be, everything first stems from a thought. It all starts with your mindset and your beliefs. So now that you know what it takes to be happier, how can you actually start to be happier? And these are some of the things that I like to focus on. Hopefully they work for you. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Either way, it's just a really good way to get some insight as to what's worked for another person who has experienced what you're experiencing. So the first thing I like to do is pray. I am a Christian. I'm a firm believer in God. And sometimes I get caught up in this mindset of needing my plan, having my plan, my goals, everything mapped out in front of me. Like, I get in this mindset that I'm the only person that's important in this world. What I fail to realize is that God has a plan for me. God has a plan for my life, but sometimes I just get caught in this mindset of trying to force my way through life, that I don't surrender. I'm so mindset driven that I tried to override his plan for me and try to determine my own. Now, what God's plan for my life is, I mean, I don't know, changes or doesn't change, but like I learn as I progress through life. Sometimes I just forget to believe in what God is trying to tell me to do and try to force it. So that's why I like to pray. I like to pray to give up control, to release those burdens that I'm experiencing and to just surrender. And once you surrender, it's like all of the stress that you're experiencing goes away. The second thing is to use positive affirmations and being optimistic. I'm not kidding you, by the way. Like, I had so many positive mantras written on my bathroom mirror. I mean, they're just like all around me. I try to flood my mind with as many positive thoughts as I possibly can, because what you surround yourself with is what you're ultimately going to become. So if you surround yourself with positive and uplifting thoughts, you're going to become more positive. You're going to feel more uplifted. I mean, not only that, but like, be optimistic. Stop telling yourself that you can't do things. Start telling yourself you can do things. If a thought comes to mind that's saying, I'm not good enough, start saying, watch me. Prove to yourself that you are good enough. Be optimistic for what lies ahead, because whether or not you think it to be true, it's going to come true. You are the very thoughts that you think. So if you don't think something's going to go your way, it's not going to go your way. If you think something is going to go your way, life is going to really just give you everything you need to make it go that way. So use positive affirmations. Tell yourself you are strong. You are courageous. You're willing to work hard. Don't get down on yourself. Don't limit yourself because of your thoughts are merely an imagination, but they can help determine your reality. So change your thoughts, be more optimistic, and you'll change your life. The third thing is to practice gratitude. Every morning I wake up, the first thing I do is I write down 5 things that I'm most thankful for in a journal. And really, it's just a good way for me to get my mind in the right mindset. You know, I want to be grateful. I want to express what I'm thankful for, because I know that when I do, life is going to provide more of those things to be grateful for to me. I hope that makes sense. Life isn't about having more. Life is about being grateful for what you already have, being grateful for the fact that you're here today, that you're alive, that you're healthy. While it's good to have goals and to have a strong mindset and to be driven by your goals, don't forget to be grateful for what you already have. Don't forget to acknowledge the life that you're already living, because I mean, like, everything from this moment on, it's going to be in the past. You're never going to get to redo this moment, relive this moment. You're never going to experience it again. Life is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Today is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Be grateful that you're here today. Be grateful for everything that's around you. The house that you're in, the air conditioning or the heat that you're feeling, the food that's in your body, everything. Be grateful for everything. Because someday it's all going to be gone and you'll wish you would have been more grateful. And the truth is, imagining what it is that you want, it's going to help you achieve that. It's going to help you to put into perspective how good your life actually is and how much you truly have to be happy for. So practice gratitude. If that means writing something down 5 times, do it. If it means getting up every morning and using positive affirmations or just feeling your body for the amazing body that it is, do it. I mean, your body is your temple. Be grateful for it. Be grateful that it keeps you safe. Be grateful that it allows you to get up every single day and to go out into the world and create a name for yourself. Just be grateful. The fourth thing is to make self-care a priority. Now, this is where a lot of my unhappiness comes from. So when I go through these stretches of unhappiness, it's probably because I'm overly exhausted and just like get lost in my own thoughts. And that's where you need to practice self-care. So if that means taking a day off of work, do it. If that means getting up and going out for a walk and just allowing your mind to escape, do it. You owe it to yourself to take a break. We get so caught up in this mindset that we need to constantly be going in order to achieve our goals. But the thing is, if we're constantly going, we're never giving our mind the rest that it needs. And the rest that it needs is what is going to help us get from where we are today to where we want to be. Everybody needs rest. You cannot constantly be going at a million mile an hour pace 24/7. Trust me, I've tried. It is not fun. So for me, I took a long walk, went outside, and brought a book on a walk. I think I walked like 4 miles with my head down reading the whole time. Just wanted to get out, soak up some fresh air, and do something that I enjoyed. I enjoy reading, and it was nice just to be out in the fall air. I took a few days off of work this week because you know what? I owe it to myself to do so. I work hard. I work incredibly hard. And sometimes you need to give yourself that mental break to reset and just come back stronger. So whatever it is that you enjoy doing, do more of it. Make self-care a priority. Care for your body. Care for your mind. Give it rest. Nourish it. Move it. Exercise it. Whatever that looks like, make self-care a priority. This is the only body you're going to get. Be grateful for it and take care of it. The fifth thing is to believe. And this goes like with your fears. A lot of the time when we experience unhappiness, it's because we are scared. We are experiencing fear and don't know how to overcome our fears. We get in this mindset saying, I'm not good enough to do this. I don't have the skills it requires to do that. There's a reason Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or can't, you're right. So if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe that you're capable of overcoming those fears, you're not going to overcome them. If you don't believe that you have all of the resources to live the life that you want to live, you're never going to take that initial step and trust in yourself to go out and create that life. Everything that we do comes from belief. You got up today and went to work because you believed that's something you had to do. You exercised this morning because you believe in exercising. You believe in a healthy body. You eat food because you believe in nourishing your body. Now you just need to change your mind and say, yeah, I believe in me. I believe in my goals and I believe in all that I'm capable of achieving. Because once you do, then you're going to start taking the action required to achieve those goals. And once you start taking the action required to achieve those goals, that's when you're going to start living the life that you envision for yourself. Have some faith in yourself. You know, give yourself a chance to fail. Because only if you give yourself a chance to fail, then you're going to give yourself a chance to succeed. It doesn't go one way. You can't experience success without the possibility of failure. You can't experience failure without the possibility of success. You just need to jump right in. Learn from the mistakes that you're going to make along the way. Use them to help you become all that much better and all that much stronger. And if you do, then you're going to experience the success you deserve and envision for yourself. I promise you that. If you never quit on your goals and never quit on your dreams and constantly work and constantly learn from the mistakes that you make, you are going to become better day by day. And that's going to help you to live more freely and really to enjoy life to the fullest. So do yourself a favor. This is a piece of advice that my mentor gave to me, my mentor at work. She said, Michael, when you get down on yourself, ask yourself something. What's the next best thing? What's the next best thing that you can do today, right now, in this very moment, to get to where you want to be? So ask yourself that same question. What's the next best thing? What can you do right now to get to that life? All that's left is to do it. So I want to thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. I hope you found it beneficial. I hope this helped you, inspired you to, you know, put your negative emotions aside. There's so much to be happy about. And I know it is sometimes difficult to focus on the positives in life, especially when you're in a negative state of mind. But life is a blessing. Every single day is a blessing that you don't know whether or not it's going to be the end of it. You could die tomorrow. So enjoy today and really just make the most out of it. So go out there and live your life. Enjoy it. Live freely. And then we'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.